Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Faceted Gems. I'm your host, Diane Murray Ward. Give thanks for our blessings. Enjoy life and loved ones now. Mentor when you can. Silence allows us to hear the inner voice and concentrate on the good. Thank you for joining us. This evening, my guest is Ms. Gueneva Gavin. Thank you for joining me, Gueneva.
Hi, Diane. Thank you so much for inviting me. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. The premise for Faceted Gems is for us to talk to individuals who have been able to look at their life, build their lives, try different careers, look at what they've done so far, learn and mentor and live and just able to individuals that are able to, reframe their thinking, look at their life and their abilities and their attributes and their skills and their blessings and use them in a variety of different ways. And I know you and I have talked for so long about what we do in purchasing, for example, which is what you do now. But was that really what you wanted to start out as doing?
No, Diane, I'll tell you, I've been working in government for about 15 years now, and how I started out was, I have to say, it was truly just the plan of God. I was a single parent. I was doing real estate, and what happened was that the office that I was working at caught fire, and the broker just decided to relocate out of the state. So what happened was that one day I was home. It was raining. I just put on a pair of jeans and had on a wrinkled shirt. This is important. And just a little jacket, no makeup or anything. And I said, let me go down to this personnel office to fill out an application, because back then you were able to just go to the personnel office and fill out applications based on whatever positions they had available.
Mm-hmm.
So I filled out the application, The lady took my resume and application, asked me to wait. I said, fine. She then asked me to come upstairs after a period of time on the second or third floor, asked me to have a seat, gave my documents to the director of whatever division it was at that time. So I sat out in this waiting area for a good while, actually, maybe 30 minutes, probably even close to an hour.
Wow.
So I was finally called in, and the executive director, that was her title, the executive director said to me that she had a position available for me, but that I had to go on the interview right then and there. So,
oh,
of
goodness.
Course, I was alarmed because that wasn't the plan. The plan was to just go and fill out an application and go back home and have them to call me back the next day.
Of course.
So, goodness. So, of course, I said, okay, but, of course, I fussed about, you know, my appearance, but she reassured me that it was perfectly fine, but they needed me to go on this interview right then and there. So I went over to, on Livingston Street, I went over to the main building over there, and I interviewed for the position with the executive vice president at this time, but it was another division. So I had to go on another interview. This is all in one day, true story.
Oh, my gosh.
Interviewed with the office manager because the person in charge, his secretary, was on vacation, so he needed someone to temp for about 2 weeks. So I interviewed with the office manager. But the key was that if I wanted the position, I had to start that day, that very day. And so I did. I started working that very day in my wrinkled jeans, my wrinkled shirt, no makeup, a hat. It was just a mess. And that's how I started working for the government. You know, it was just started off as a 2 week. Temp assignment, but then they saw my work ethics and everything, and they asked me to stay on permanently, which I did. So, and that's how I started this road to working with the government in the area of purchasing. So, no, in answer to your question, it wasn't my plan at all. I never even knew that there was a world of purchasing, to tell you the truth, that I never even heard of the word procurement before.
Right.
So it was a totally new arena for me.
But you see, there was something he did right. They looked beyond that, the wrinkled jeans and everything else. And I mean, and you're a perfectionist in the way you dress. I mean, so, I cannot imagine this. But
can you imagine the trauma that I was experiencing?
Yes, I can imagine the trauma, definitely. Just you talking about it, I hear it in your voice. But, you know, but it meant that you had substance. There was something. They were looking beyond. I don't think they were that desperate that they just would have taken some. Thank God there's a live body. She's breathing. Let's take her. There must have been something in what your presence and what you said and how you carry yourself that went beyond the clothes. And fortunately, people saw that because you are articulate and you carry a sense of, yeah, I can do that. Even if you never heard of procurement,
they didn't know that though.
Acted as if don't let them know. And a lot of it is on the job training anyway. I mean, even though you know, I'm not taking away from people who study accounting and business and all, I'm not taking away from that at all. But you know, the entry level kind of stuff, we can kind of wing it if you have somebody who's willing to mentor you and show you and doesn't feel threatened by the fact that you don't know anything at that point, you know.
Exactly.
And so I think part of that milieu is having people around you that are secure. And if they're secure, then they don't mind sharing what they know with you, even if it is the grunt work.
Exactly.
Because at some point, everybody had to start at the beginning. Even those that think didn't, who have forgotten that they were once a newbie, a little humble pie. Everybody had to start at the beginning somewhere. And when you're humble enough to say, I don't know something, rather than pretend, it gets you a lot further. I think people appreciate that, don't they?
Absolutely. They absolutely do. For the most part, they do. But then, you know, there was something that you were just saying, if you have people who are threatened by you, then, that, of course, that takes on a whole nother level of experience. But fortunately for me, with the person that introduced me to procurement, she hated doing procurement. She hated doing anything having to do with procurement. She just wanted to strictly do budget. So with that worked in my favor, because she taught me everything, and she hated it so much that she made sure I knew everything from A to Z so that she wouldn't have to look at it anymore. So I ended up taking the entire procurement function away from her, you know, but that's what she wanted, you know, because she wanted to just focus on something in its entirety. So that did work for me, because even if she was threatened by me, I think her hatred, and I use that word because she always used to use that word regarding purchasing, she hated it so much, and she just had a strong dislike for it, that whatever she could do to rid herself of those functions, that's what she did, and I was her saving grace, if you will. So that worked in my favor. But while I'm thinking about it, you know, prior to my working for the government, I was in corporate America, and the last thing I have ever thought about was to be working with the government in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But I realized that it provided some level of security, which is what I needed, again, being a single parent. And it allowed me to complete my education, where I started off with a certificate from a business school. I now have my master's degree in public affairs and administration, so it certainly benefited me to stay with the government, although it would not have been my first choice, or as I said initially, it never even entered my mind to even, you know, look in that arena in terms of employment.
And being in the right place at the right time, being a sponge, being, you know, you were a saving grace for her. You were just exactly what she prayed for, because she didn't want to do that function anymore. She didn't want that assignment. She was more than happy to teach you, because, woof, then she's something she didn't want to have to do. So, you know, talk about a confluence of the stellar system. You were in the right place at the right time. You were willing. Yeah. See, that's very important. Yeah. You were willing to learn something completely different and off from what you thought you would be doing. And you see, part of what people have to also understand is being receptive to something new. And we're never too old to learn. I do believe that. Yeah. And so part of your motivation, of course, was the fact that you have the responsibility of being a parent, and that's a major motivator. And so, but being willing and able to be that sponge and wanting to learn it, knowing that she really valued you because you were doing something that she detested, you were in the you were in the best place. The confluence of the stars was right there. It fell right on you, regardless of the genes and everything else. It didn't matter.
Right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So, you know, things happen in our lives. Many times at that moment, we may not fully understand it, but I've learned and am still learning to, for the most part, to just yield to it, especially if it's a situation where you are unable to control it or manipulate it, or however one chooses to phrase it. Sometimes you just have to go with the flow and just believe God and, you know, just walk on the water and just and keep it moving. Because I find that sometimes when we go against the current, we're really going against our blessings a lot of times. That's disguised in some form of tribulation or darkness or, you know, whatever. So I've learned to just, you know, say, okay, fine, you know, all right, I just, fine, you know, just go with the flow.
And you've embraced it to the point that you were able to continue your education and everything. Yeah. And that's the other thing. You know, we've always stressed a lot on Faceted Gems that, you know, to continue to learn. And that education may come from quite a lot of different areas. I mean, it can come from anywhere, not just from mentoring, but from going back to school, going to college, whatever. And I think that's when we allow ourselves again to be open. And so, mm-hmm. you know, those skills that you learned from your previous job experience, you definitely were able to use in this. And you brought all that together. And I think that's where we sometimes don't see it at first, you know, where all that skill set comes together. But it does. You know,
it does. It certainly does.
I think that the fact that you allowed yourself to evolve, you know, and take steps, you didn't stay stagnant. I mean, whatever she taught you was like the preliminary kind of basic procurement stuff. But you've gone light years away from that, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I started off there. Purchasing supplies and things of that sort, supplies, and then it graduated to furniture, to carpeting, but that was all department-wide, whereas now the level of purchasing that I'm involved with is city-wide. Mm-hmm. So that's on a far larger scale, and you're dealing with far more, I mean, we're dealing with millions and millions of dollars in contracts. So, yes, it has definitely evolved over the years on a totally different level. And as you may very well be aware, Diane, procurement has many different facets. And with the agencies that I've been with thus far, each agency procures slightly differently than the other. So, again, using your words, being open and being adaptable, you know, being able to adapt quickly to different situations and circumstances.
I think that you've pretty much encapsulated what we've been trying to say on Faceted Gems, that if you allow yourself to be open and adaptable, that's a great word, and fluid and open to it. You might be pleasantly surprised at what you might learn. And even if you don't want to stay in that particular arena, there isn't any lesson that's lost. You might be able to take bits and pieces of one thing and use it in another. We've had some guests that have, you know, taken their accounting skills, and even though they're not an accountant anymore, the person is an author now, Debbie, she was able to use her accounting skills to help her with her finances now that she's an author, you know.
Wow.
And so people can't, you know, put the wool over her eyes, so to speak, because she knows what it is. She understands it.
Right.
And so she already brings that to the table in terms of helping her with her own business, which is not accounting now, but she's able to use it for what she has to do for her selling and retail and everything and merchandising and marketing and everything for her books. So, you know, there's no lesson that's lost. What would you suggest to other people that might be interested in procurement or, you know, in the field or anything like that? What would you suggest to other people? How could they get started?
I would suggest network. You know, networking is so very important because how I even knew to even go down to this particular department is because of someone mentioning that to me. So it's networking, it's keeping in contact with people, it's getting outside of your own little world and, you know, placing yourself in the universe, if you will, so that you could be in the right place at the right time and just being there so that you'll be able to have opportunities presented to you. So my advice is to really get out there and network, be a part of associations, be a part of, even if it's, you know, dealing with the police precinct, getting involved in their community affairs or something local, and you'll be surprised at the different contacts that you will make just by, you know, handing out flyers for a street fair or something like that. You'll be pleasantly surprised of the people that you will come in contact with. So I would definitely say network, get out there, and just make yourself available, make yourself known, make your needs known, make your wants known to people, because if they don't know, people won't be able to help you, you know. So definitely step out of your own world, whatever it is that you're going through. We're all going through something, but we have to step out in order to step in. So you step out of you in order to step into your blessing.
Right, and you know, and just to piggyback on that, you're absolutely right, because that's why I also encourage people to volunteer, and volunteer in what you like and what you, you know, and what you think might be interesting, because, you know, just like you said, it, when you volunteer, you know, there was a time when people used to think that volunteerism wasn't very important to place on your resume. Well, now it's absolutely crucial. If you are someone who hasn't done any kind of community work or volunteer or anything, you know, that's really not looked very positively. Whereas now, you know, now it's like, that's really good. You care about someone else for a change, or about a cause or something.
Exactly.
And also, you're so right. What, the other way to look at volunteering also is, if you have a skill or a trait or something that you're really good at, you know, let it be known. But it, like you said, if there's something that you need, people don't know that, just like people don't know what skill you have until you avail them of what you have, of what you can do, and you let them know that. And people may not even know what to ask for until you say, this is what I can do. Sometimes people don't know the question to ask.
This is true. This is true. And that's why it's good to just talk, but you talk to the right people. You talk in, in the right atmosphere. You speak to the right, again, the right people with the right connections. But you may not know that at that time, but just being in the right place at the right time, really.
Right. I think that it's also important to be, if possible, around people that are positive thinking. You know, sometimes we have individuals that we've had on the program that have talked about how sometimes their family and friends have not been the most supportive, especially when they've gone through different career, you know, changes, or they've wanted to try something a little off the beaten path, or they've thought outside of the box, quite frankly. And but, you know, you have to take that leap of faith, which is part of what Faceted Gems is also, you know, talking about, that we have gifts and skills and traits, and we don't always use them all, and everybody knows when the right time and place is for them to try to exercise those skills and those gifts that we all have. We just need to polish them up a little bit, you know. And and I think that when you don't know something, it's okay to say you don't know it. It's okay to ask for help. We had one guest. She's a pediatric orthopedic surgeon. And she was working with a group of women who have crafted goods in Africa. And there was a bottle that she needed to know how to get to put these items in. And she says, you know, I don't know anything about bottles. I don't know anything about these little glass jars or anything else. And she said, you know what? And this is a woman who's a pediatric dental surgeon, okay? And she said, you know what? I said, let me go find an expert who is. And you know what? There's an expert. There's an expert on glass bottles and jars and exactly what you have to do. And she said, so you go and you seek out those that are the experts, because somewhere there's an expert in whatever it is that you're not expert in. And there's there was no reason for her to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, to try to do this when there was somebody out there who was more than happy to provide that commodity for her. So, know, it is networking. It's networking. Mm-hmm. It's being able to say, I don't know something. Can you help me? Some people have a very hard time with that. You know that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, they do. Yes. It's a form of pride, but that's all right. Life will teach them. Life will teach them. Life will teach them that it's okay not to know everything. And sometimes it's quite refreshing.
Yes.
Depends on how, you know. Yeah, I don't know, and I'm all right with not knowing everything. I'm okay with that, but you have to get to that place, though.
You have to get to that place. And you know, I'm so fortunate. We're on Rainbow Soul, Neil Blake, Rainbow Soul. This is Faceted Gems, and I'm so glad that Neil gave me the opportunity to have this show because I've met so many wonderful people. I've had so many opportunities to share so many stories, just like yours, Guineva, with so many people who I think and I hope are encouraged by the dialogue that we have, because sometimes that leap of faith is a scary thing, and it's the fear of the unknown, but you'll be okay. And when people, you know, some people have naysayers and they're like, never do that, or like, what is wrong with you, you're crazy. But you know, as one guest said, you know, I would have to say to God at the end, if he asked me, why didn't you use all the gifts that I gave you?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't want to have to say, I don't know.
Exactly.
You know?
That's right. That's right.
She's like, and it was such a great comment, you know, and it was like, you know, you're absolutely right. She said, how am I going to answer God and say, huh? When you knew that
absolutely
this was something I gave you for you to use and share. You know,
yes,
this is part of
absolutely
showing your love for each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it
mm-hmm
was just so so poignant that you said it. It was so simple, and that sometimes those are the best answers, you know.
Very poignant, very poignant. And you know that it goes back to what I was saying earlier, you know, when I was asked to go on these interviews, I could have easily said no and demanded, no, let me come back tomorrow. And, you know,
mm-hmm,
and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did say, but I wasn't firm, but I would have missed my blessing.
That's right. That's right.
I would have
That's
missed
right
my blessing. It was for me to go right then and there and to start that very day. I would have missed my blessing. So sometimes we just have to.
Hmm? You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And you never know. And there's no signal that says, oops, this is a blessing. Oops, pay attention.
Right.
Pay attention.
Exactly.
This is a blessing.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. That's right. That's right, Diane. That's absolutely right. Absolutely.
So let me ask you something.
At
what
least with that, I won't be afraid to say to God, well, I don't know, because then he would have said
That's
to me,
right,
you know, I had this job for you. Why didn't you go that day? They were telling you that it was all right. And, yeah, I could have said, I would have been in the position to say, oh, I don't know. Well, I didn't have on the right clothes. I didn't have on any makeup. I had a hat on it. But, no, you know, sometimes you got to let
And look
let
at it
go
the other way. And look at it the other way. If they had sized you up and said, oh, look at her, she doesn't even know how to dress.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Okay, so they would have lost the blessing in having you there. So you see, it all worked out for a reason, because it was the substance that counts. And you know, and ladies and gentlemen, this is what I want you to understand, and thank you so much, Guineva, for being on the air with
me,
that it's the substance.
You.
It's the substance. It's not the outward appearance that counts. It's the substance. It's what you and I bring to the table. It's an attitude. It's a way of thinking and believing. And if that wasn't for you, then there's something else for you. And that's what we always have to remember. And thank you so much. I'm blessed to have Guineva.
Thank you so much for being on
Faceted Gems. I appreciate this very much. I appreciate all my listeners.
Okay.
Lead, love everyone, empower, assist when you can, dream and believe in the positive energy within everyone. Thank you so much for coming on Faceted Gems.
Thank you, Diane.
Everyone,
thank
good
you
night. Thank you so much, Guineva. I
thank
leave
you
with
Diane.
Brian Snow. Thank you, Guineva,
okay,
and my fellow friend. Thank you.